There is a car commercial currently on TV which features a father and a son. The father has just driven into the driveway with his new car. The son comes out to greet his dad driving his own electronic toy car. The dad says to his son, "How would you like to try this one?" offering him the keys. Enter that dream sequence. And the viewers then see a 6-year-old boy driving around in his father's car. It's truly funny to see this short little boy who can't even look over the steering wheel, dropping his dad off at work, stuck in traffic, and running errands. As the dream ends, we are brought back to reality, where the boy responds to his father's offer by saying, "No thanks, Dad," and driving off in his little car. This commercial is so effective because it portrays something common to all of us, all that we all go through in our childhood. The desire to imitate our parents. Most healthy children want to be like their parents, especially those of the same sex. We can all remember pretending to mow the lawn with our toy lawnmower or fix things with our toy workbench. Inevitably, though, we move on from this stage and recognize and appreciate ourselves as distinct persons. However, hopefully we retain some of that admiration and desire to imitate the good that our parents have done for us and for others as well. Human beings created in the image and likeness of God possess an innate desire to imitate God. This desire deep within us can be referred to as the call to holiness. It is seen in the Garden of Eden, where man and woman live in communion with all of creation. Yet also we see it in our first parents, that deadly temptation and the desire to be God. Adam and Eve succumbed to this temptation to take from the tree of knowledge and good and evil. They were told by the serpent that it would make them like God, knowing good and evil. This original sin is essentially falling into temptation to be God, or to determine by ourselves what is right and wrong. We see this also in the gospel parable today. The tenants of the vineyard view the coming of the son or the heir as an opportunity to acquire the inheritance of the son. They believe that by killing the son, they will receive all that the master possesses. Essentially, they really want to be the master. The same is true of Jesus. The Jewish leaders and many of the people were very comfortable with the religion that they had created for themselves. They had distorted true revelation by adding to and manipulating the law and the prophets. Christ came to free the people from these inaccuracies and fulfill the true message given to the Israelite people in the Old Testament. Jesus, who proclaims himself to be God, shatters the false conceptions which had been created. He seriously threatened the establishment's ability to create God in their own image and for their own purposes. Thus, they had to kill him in order to reestablish their control. It would be inaccurate to see this temptation to pride as existing only 2,000 years ago. The temptation to be God is at the heart of our fallen nature. We want to determine our own fate, to decide on our own what is right and what is wrong, to have control over others. Yes, we have all fallen in original sin. We struggle and are tempted to pride. But in Christ, we have received the forgiveness of our sins and the grace to rise above our fallen nature. In the sacraments, we are given the grace to overcome our desire to be God and to strive instead to be like God or to be holy. St. Paul talks about this striving in the second reading today. We are called to put on the mind of God, whatever is gracious, if there is anything excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise. Think about these things. The practice of allowing God to purify our minds is the path to holiness. This process always begins with guarding our senses. We must keep careful watch over what comes into our souls through our eyes, our ears, and other senses. What we listen to or view or take part in becomes our thoughts. These thoughts over time become our actions, and these actions become habits, vices, or virtues, which have power over our daily, day-to-day behaviors. Finally, our habits will determine who we really have become. If we have killed, we are a murderer. If we steal, then we are a thief. However, if we tell the truth, we have become honest. If we do good to others, we are truly charitable. We all have an innate desire to be like the Father in heaven. Yet because of the fall of our human nature, there is also that strong temptation to become like little gods, to make ourselves little gods. Let us, with God's grace, learn to guard our senses, our thoughts, and our actions, so as to allow God to mold us into all that He desires us to be. What God wants more than anything else is to fulfill our inmost aspirations, which are to become more and more like Him. This is what He has placed within each one of our hearts. This is to be truly human, all that we are created to be holy.